Well, it's actually turning out to be quite interesting if you look at the politics that's unfolding in Zimbabwe. With ZANU-PF even showing serious signs of confidence. In fact, they are overconfident. And with the case of Kereke, it's clear that ZANU is prepared to sacrifice Kereke because they have enough in parliament. They control the majority, so they know that they have the two-thirds majority. They, with or without Kereke, they can still afford to have their motions being passed in parliament. But of course, they are also trying to pass, send a very strong message, rather, to some of their cadres who may decide in future to behave like Kereke.
But we have seen worse crimes committed by people who were either accommodated in ZANU-PF or they had their cases thrown away. Why Kereke?
Well, we mustn't forget that Kereke has been in the media for a while with cases of causing so much commotion, involving people like Gono, the governor of the Reserve Bank. And we know that he at some point even had that case where he had used an unlicensed firearm and so forth, which ended up involving Chihuri having to make a comment about it, suggesting that Kereke should not be allowed to carry firearms and so forth. So we know Kereke has been in the media for a while, and it appears he has met so many enemies